Daily Disorders.
Also check.
Daily Disorders.
Help me.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Is this mic working? Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me right now at this exact moment? I think you can. This is Daily Disorders. I'm here. I'm alive. It's been so long since I have recorded, put out anything, done videos, done anything. Like, a lot. I have been sick. And was it COVID? We don't know. And no, it wasn't. Okay. Calm down, libs. Calm down. Okay. I'm not coughing on old people. Is that what you, like, the first thing people do when they get COVID? Hold on, I'm texting with Nala, Simba's sister Nala. Hold on. I want to have her and her husband, boyfriend, hopefully Bottom, on the podcast. She said that'd be funny. He likes to lecture a lot. Said yes. We can get him on a tangent and laugh. Okay. That'll be good. So what is an blah? The fuck was that? So blah, blah, blah. So what has everyone been up to? It has been literally a week since I recorded anything because I have been out sick. I'm finally getting better. You can still hear it in my voice a little bit. But I'm doing better. Okay. Am I a hero? I don't know. Some would say definitely. And I would agree. But I persevered. I'm here. I worked. Even though I probably shouldn't have worked, but I wore a mask. Calm down, libs. I wore a mask. Even if this was COVID, I have the vaccine too, so I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know how to appease everyone, okay? Get the vaccine, still wear a mask. I don't know. I'm just trying to live, okay? I am trying to live. Alright, I had to play that one time. Today was fun, though. I've been isolating, only working and just going home and, like, in case whatever sickness I have, I didn't want to spread it to people. So I've had like no social interaction. I am very, need social interaction. Extroverted. Is that what it's called? And so finally today I hung out. We went paintballing. So fun. I bought this like really dope gun from Scar. I feel like I've said their names on here before and like no one knows. Unless they know, and then they know, right? I don't know, okay. wait, what about this? Ride it. My random side effects I have, what is going on? Shine bright like a diamond. I always use that when I do the, not Taylor Swift. I do have Taylor Swift on here. We all know I have Taylor Swift. When I do the Twilight reactions, every time, go check out my YouTube channel, Jay in the Life. I do movie and music reactions. I've been reacting to the Twilight movies, and every time one of the vampires, like, glows in the light, because that's their only weakness, which is really annoying. They can go into the sun and not get hurt. All they do is just shine bright like a diamond. So every time they go into the sun and their skin shines, I play that. Shine bright like a diamond. It's really fun. It's my favorite thing to do, actually. It's like literally my favorite thing to do. I had to add in literally because Nala was just telling me that I say literally a lot because we were at the paintball field having a blast-a-rooney. I was like on fire with gay jokes, another club. And then a bunch of kids came. Kids. Like it was, they weren't that young. And they weren't that old. Like, they weren't, like, old enough that you want to fuck. And they weren't young enough that you want to diaper. So, whatever that area is. I don't... Am I an alien? How do I not know age groups of children? And, they're, like, preteens, maybe. Young teenagers. Very young. Not, like, Riverdale-level teenagers, but, like... Very young, like Degrassi season one era, like before Drake was Drake. And I don't even know what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? Who fucking knows? We'll play this while I'm talking. I'm really hitting the fucking sound effects today, aren't I? Really hitting the sound effects. And anyway, so the kids showed up and I didn't see them, but I heard them because I heard a kid go, "Oh my God, this field is like literally insane. This field is like literally random. This is so random, this field." And I was like, "Oh my God, Generation Z." Actually, I think it's the newer one. What's under Generation Z? iGen? I don't know. But... So they came over and then I couldn't like say, I said something about, I was like, "People don't know I'm gay, mostly because of all the sucking dick and cock." And then I was like, "Oh shit, there's, you can't say shit like that." And they didn't hear me. Or the person that worked there, he's like, "Oh, he didn't hear me." And I was like, "Okay, good." The guy that worked there is kind of hot too. He's like a gingery, kind of has like a little bit of a dad bod, but like in a hot way. He has like arms, dad bod, gingery. Did I already say gingery? And the people that work there at the paintball field are like refs, and so they like referee, but they were like distracted with all the kids, so we just got to do whatever the fuck we wanted. So we were just going around, we were like doing this weird like duel, we were doing those like old-fashioned duels where you stand back to back and take and do like step 10 paces and then turn around really quick and see who shoots each other first. That's fun. But yeah, so the gun I got's really awesome. I did buy a different one from Nala and Scar, and we're gonna end up selling that one or something. Which, I mean, that gun was fine, but after playing with this one today, I was like, I really want this gun. And he happened to buy a new one, so I was like, I want to buy this one from you. Because I could have kept the other one, but I want the other one because it's better. Like, duh. Oh. And I noticed, hold on. With my sick voice, which has kind of gone away now, I ran the sickness out. I did a bunch of cardio. It was really hard to breathe for a while, and then I felt better. I have the best, what's it called? a trailer voice. I'm like, in a world where people still talk like this in trailers, one gay person will make a podcast that nobody cares to listen to unless they're clinically insane. Daily Disorders. Coming this February 14th. I don't know why it's coming out on Valentine's Day. That's when I would want my movie to come out. On Valentine's Day! Okay, wait, what'd you say? Maybe. Oh, I said yes, we can get him on a tangent. He said maybe about having sex with socks. Oh yes, okay, because I do like a test. I have this like fun Freudian test thing that you ask, one of the questions is you ask what's your favorite article of clothing. Well, I said that weird, article of clothing. And Scar said socks, and then you say, well, why are three reasons you like socks? And then he said, one of the reasons why he likes to have sex in them. Which is such a straight guy thing. Yeah. Wait, now what's happening? Okay, Straighty's texting me and he said, I think my niece's birthday party is tonight. And then Jack said, wait, you think? And then Straighty said, yes, that's what I said. Such a straighty response. And then Jack said, I'll show up. I can be the herniated clown. Oh, yeah, because Jack has a hernia. News update on Jack. Let's go into a quick news update segment.
Super important. Super relevant. Probably gay. Welcome to the news update.
And, so this is the news update. This is the news update. Jack has a hernia. It's in his balls. Jack has a little hernia in his balls. Poor, poor, poor thing. That would suck. I am scared of getting a hernia. It's not really bad that he needs to get surgery. But it's bad enough where he has to put ice on it. So, yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm like reading. This is bad content. I'm reading. Texts are just like flying in. I am so popular, you guys. Oh, another big news update. This is going to be personal news. I'm not going to talk about like celebrity news because I don't really know what's going on in celebrity news era. I have decided to go completely sober. I have been sober off heroin and narcotics and hardcore drugs for 7.5 years. And in April, it'll be 8. And I know. Okay, don't clap, guys. Don't clap. Don't clap. And so it's like no one's clapping. No one is clapping. It's like, you know what? F*** you. Wait, what is going on? They're sending so many freaking texts. I'm dying. I am not sick, but I'm still not dying. I'm feeling better, but still dying. Do I sound okay? This isn't like together at all. Okay. Breathe. I feel anxious. I feel anxious about not giving up alcohol and weed. I realized that I've been relying on it and that I've been drinking and smoking weed every day. And then last time we actually recorded a podcast, didn't I sound pretty like normal and fine on that podcast? That was me drinking like 5-ish beers and an entire bottle of rum. Entire bottle of rum. Coconut rum. Oh, that's so good. And when I was like, how I'm still pretty much functioning on that. Like, that's not good. I need to drink all of this to be normal. So that's why I was like, I need to slow down a little bit. I don't want to, because I'm really good. Not good about my eating disorder shit, but I'm really good about realizing when I am leaning into an addiction too much. And substances is very, like, tricky. And I always give the excuse, well, I never had a problem with alcohol. And you do, okay? If you're an addict, you have a problem with everything. So I need to just become completely sober, but it sucks. And I don't want to go back to binge eating to replace it. I need to stay so busy and figure out something to do so I don't drink and so I don't smoke weed and so I don't binge eat. So I don't know what to do. Like, work all the time, do that. I can't literally have zero downtime. I have to work out all the time. It's very, like, it's stressful to have to deal with it. So I don't know. Guys, I'm at a loss. But I think overall it's positive that I'm not drinking anymore. Who knows? And I have so much beer just sitting in that fridge over there, like, taunting me. Being like, come drink me. Come drink me. And I don't even like beer. But I'm at the point right now that I want to do anything. Like, it's really annoying. Really, truly annoying. Let's go into another segment, shall we?
And now it's time for movie TV updates. what I've been watching. Movie nerds, assemble.
So the other day, we went and saw Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi, Marvel's Kung Fu movie. It was really good. Okay, that's, I'll give you a, it wasn't great. It was good, not great. Good, not great. That's kind of like every Marvel movie nowadays. The comedy was like a little forced. They were heavily relying on Awkwafina to bring a lot of the comedy. The villain of the movie was the best character, Shang-Chi's father, the Mandarin from the comics. He goes by a lot of names, but mostly known as the Mandarin, leader of the Ten Rings, blah, blah, blah. That was good. The fight scenes were really cool. It was, they, I mean, Marvel pulled it off. They did it. They made a Kung Fu Marvel movie. It was very, very Kung Fu-y, cool fighting, and a lot of Marvel-ness. Big, flashy shit. Comedy. Random cameos from the outside of the MCU, like Wong from Doctor Strange. And then, what, Abomination from the Hulk. Random, but they were like fighting in like an underground fighting ring. Shang-Chi had clearly a lesbian sister. They didn't say she was les, but she was totally Lizzie McGuire-ing the fuck out. She had a blunt shortcut, like she has to get her hair cut every 6 days to keep that shit. I think her and Awkwafina are gonna be a thing, because the one cool thing I did like about the film is that Awkwafina and Shang-Chi are the two main leads, pretty much. Male and female. They were just best friends. They never crossed that line of being romantic. They started off as friends and stayed friends. The story wasn't about their romance. So I really did like that, because normally they would lean into them like kissing or something. So that worked out well. Overall, it was good, fun. Shang-Chi is going to be a big part of the Avengers and the MCU going forward. Excited about that. Also, other big news, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer was released. I don't know if I talked about that on here. Very cool, very pumped. We saw Doc Ock. We saw hints of Green Goblin, hints of Electro. Very exciting. These are all villains from different universes, so we're hopefully going to get Maguire and Garfield from other Spider-Man universes coming in. Excited. And what I was so pumped for, Matrix 4 trailer dropped with Keanu, with Carrie Ann Moss. Trinity and Neo are back for Matrix 4. What does it mean? I don't know. The trailer looked cool, looked very confusing. If you guys know anything, I love the Matrix movies. The third movie, they both died. So what does that mean? How are they still alive? Did they not actually die, or did their bodies die and their brains are just put into the Matrix? I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know. But I'm so here for it. It's coming out very soon. Coming out in, like, December. We're going to have a lot of movies coming up this fall. Like, movies are coming back hard. October, we got Venom. November, we got, I don't remember, but Taylor Swift's album. December, we have Spider-Man. Matrix 4. Like, there's so many others too. Oh, the new Halloween movie. So excited for that. Haven't seen the trailer. I think that is out. So yeah, movie TV update. Awesome. I need to watch the final season of Lucifer that was just added to Netflix. So I'm going to watch that, and I'll talk about that at a later date. But I think that's going to wrap it up today. Oh, I didn't do a gratitude list. We will do a gratitude list next time. I'm grateful for you, all the listeners. I love you. All two of them. Remember, rate, review, subscribe. Leave a review. Leave a comment. Just say, you suck. Take your meds.